This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight, each and every show, we kick things off with TRN. And I'll tell you what, boy, the talk couldn't be more about Hillary Clinton now than it was 5 months ago. But it's all about the, of course, email and the variations of her saying, I'm sorry the other day. We have Justin Duckham in our virtual green room. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Good, good. Great to be here.
So what's the latest on Hillary Clinton? As I just said, not too much has changed except for the responses to her email situation.
Well, it seems like she is acknowledging the polling behind it. There has been a poll that took place in New Hampshire that requested that that voters wanted to hear more about the scandal. And the apology that she gave not long after that was conducted seems to reflect that she is heeding that call. This is something that has certainly garnered a lot more attention than I guess her campaign was initially expecting. She was sort of taking a hands-off approach to this for quite some time. Previously gave sort of a political apology when she was on Andrea Mitchell, essentially saying that she was sorry about the confusion this caused. But now we actually see her apologizing for the situation itself, which is something that a lot of voters have been demanding. And this, of course, is reflecting a huge push from a lot of members of the party to have an alternative to Hillary Clinton, if just to have a backup in case this scandal doesn't go away or her campaign ultimately ends up imploding. And that's something that we're seeing take up a lot of conversation over here in Washington over who that possible alternative could be.
Yeah. The other thing that was interesting is the other day you had Donald Trump and you had Ted Cruz and a slew of others on the Capitol steps. How big was that rally over the Iran deal?
It was pretty big in the sense that it got a lot of attention over here in D.C. In terms of crowd turnout, you know, there had certainly been larger rallies that had taken place in D.C., and this was one that didn't, you know, get the crowds that I'm sure Donald Trump was imagining, since he always wants the biggest and best. But this certainly changed the tone of conversation in D.C., particularly when it comes to how, you know, the Republicans are dealing with the Iran deal. They initially were going to be holding a disapproval vote, and then after this rally, we saw a lot of vitriol aimed from the speakers at both Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. And according to our correspondent who was in the field at the time, a lot of people in attendance were equally angry at them. So if anything, this was almost an anti-incumbency rally for Republicans, almost as much as it was a campaign to stop the Iran deal in its tracks. It looks like you know, the leadership of the GOP has listened. They changed their initial floor vote schedule on this. And, you know, this has also sort of reawakened some concerns that ultimately John Boehner could be replaced.
Wow. So saying that John Boehner could be replaced, when people hear that, we're talking about the next vote or possibility would really be into next year, right?
Exactly. You know, there has been a challenge that has been put forward. The Republican leadership has decided not to take that up, but this certainly could fuel a lot of that talk. As it stands, Boehner was able to survive his last challenge to authority and then a following one that took place after that and remained pretty much unscathed. But, you know, just judging by the sort of tenor that people have taken with this, there's sort of a feeling that he has perhaps cooperated too much with the administration, even though I'm sure the administration would not necessarily see it that way. And the appetite to see somebody else take the reins has, you know, kind of exploded.
Interesting. What, besides, obviously, some of the things that we're mixing in here in the conversation, what are the other big things that are happening on the Hill? Because these next couple months are pretty important at the tail end of the year. One is the budget, right? The budget basically turns into a pumpkin October 1st. Any movement there?
You know, as of yet, no. The speaker has said that there is no, you know, final idea of what exactly this continuing resolution to keep the government funded is going to look like. There are a lot of calls coming from conservatives to essentially defund the government at large if, you know, language defunding Planned Parenthood is not included. But this is really getting down to the wire in terms of averting a shutdown. After today, there's only about 6 legislative days left before, you know, the government officially loses funding. So this is sort of coming down to the wire and resulting in a lot of scrambling. And at this point, nobody is necessarily sure of what this is going to look like. The Washington Post, however, did predict that there is going to be a shutdown that's taking place. And, you know, I have a lot of, staff or friends and friends who are, working in medical offices on the Hill and whatnot who are, getting pretty scared considering, this is a temporary death of their paycheck.
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty tough when you put it that way. Absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So as you can see, a lot of things happening in Washington. Plus, we have the anniversary of 9/11 once again. And always, whenever we're talking about 9/11, and I think you all know the story by now, that I was working in New York City when we went through everything that happened on 9/11 and how horrific that was. To be specific, I was working at WFAN in Astoria, which is in Queens. And it was shocking because most of us believed, as many of you across this country thought, it was simply a plane that somehow, how could it have gotten off course and hit the first tower, and then we know the rest was history. But because it is 9/11 again, it fuels and fans those flames of we are targeted. There is a Florida man who's accused of a bomb plot at a 9/11 memorial. And, you know, we've got that tribute light marks where the World Trade Center building stood to commemorate another anniversary of September 11th, the terrorist attacks, and the deaths of nearly 3,000 people after the hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon in Arlington, and field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But his communications, they say, were conversational, his instructions specific, but the feds clamped down on him, and it was a 9/11 commemoration event in Kansas City, Missouri. And none of it came to be, luckily. He tried to make it happen by offering advice online to someone who was an actual FBI informant. That's how they found out about it. So Joshua Ryan Goldberg of Orange Park, Florida, has been charged with distribution of information relating to explosive destructive devices and weapons of mass destruction. As a result of this, this just happened on Thursday. He supposedly, at least his posts were claiming, he had a vast network of Mahajin. And according to the criminal complaint, this is a 20-year-old, so here we go again. He had a pseudonym, Australi Witness, an Aus Witness, and he's a Muslim living in Australia who was promoting jihad around the world. They became aware of this whole thing through Twitter. I mean, Twitter is the gift that keeps on giving, the 140-character world. I say it all the time. And the messages were under the name I just said, Australi Witness, and it talked about encouraging attacks with your weapons, bombs, or knives on the Muhammad Art exhibit and contest in Garland, Texas, before that happened in May, and two men did attack, but they didn't get into the building. We know the story there as they were gunned down by a cop who was a traffic cop who was outside, aware of what could possibly have gone down. So there you go. One attempt thwarted. Coming up next, the Iran deal. And what's the deal when we talk about the politics these days of Donald Trump? And who are his demographics? Pastor Aubrey Shines, he's great. He joins us rather on the flip side.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Pastor Aubrey Shines joins us. He joins us from Florida, as we've talked about his ministry before in the Sunshine State. And he joins us today to talk about Donald Trump. And, you know, when talking about Donald Trump and who's going to vote for Donald Trump, there was a Survey USA poll that was released last week that showed that 25% of black people who responded said that they would vote for Trump over Clinton. Pastor, why is that? What is it about Donald Trump?
I think there's a couple components here that, again, the major media outlets are missing. One, and I'm not sure if the chronology of what I'm about to say is necessarily the order, but I am in a grassroots dynamic, and I can tell you what I'm hearing. And it's simple. It's the economic issue. Blacks understand this one dynamic. Illegal immigration, according to Barack Obama, in his own book, would destroy the blue-collar workers, would strain the, what he said, the safety net was already there. Now here you have Donald Trump coming in saying, look, I'm going to stop this illegal immigration. Well, what blacks hear is what they call cha-ching in their pockets. If you have illegal immigration, and according to the Civil Rights Commission, because of it, Kate, you actually have 18 to 22% higher in unemployment in the black community. And again, unlike Geraldo Rivera that says, well, who's going to pick oranges? One, I think that's demeaning. Number two, everyone knows that illegals that are here are not just picking oranges. So you're dealing with an economic dynamic that Donald Trump brings to the scenario here, and blacks are paying attention to it.
Yeah, and so you think that's going to make a difference when it comes to the kind of votes he needs? Because you know there's conversation is about what he's saying about immigration and, man, losing a huge chunk of the Latino vote, the way the demographics are being set up or being talked about. Do you think that overcomes what could be a landslide from other demographics?
I do, and I tell you why. I'm fortunate. I pastor 23 different ethnic groups, have a lot of Latino, Latinas in the church, in key places, leadership, etc. They're not as offended as the media is portraying, because what this guy is actually talking about are illegal immigrants. Remember, in the words of Marco Rubio, there are tons of people from Latin America that have done it right, want to do it right. So again, I think America gets it again. I don't think the major media gets it. And I tell you another caveat, Kate, that's really, really playing into the Donald Trump thing. And again, the major media, they're missing this part. A lot of black clergy, and I know guys that were 100% backers of Barack Obama, they are still peeved at the fact that they feel they have been duped by this guy as it relates to marriage. They're looking at their states being decimated as it relates to their religious liberties. They're looking at people that are being imprisoned for standing on conviction, and at the same time watching a president who 20 plus times says it was illegal for him to violate a federal law, but yet he does it. So blacks are paying attention to that, and I'm telling you, I'm seeing, by the way, in all fairness, I've been pushing for this for 8 years for what I call a major exodus from the DNC party for blacks. I'm seeing it. And guess what? Obama and his administration, they're doing it without my help simply by being deceptive to this nation.
Yeah, you know, in talking about that, by saying the Obama administration being deceptive to the nation, for some people they hear, they're like, oh, Pastor, what are you talking about? And right from the very beginning, there were things that were said on the campaign trail that there's just not that transparency, is there?
Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. You look at, again, and I said this on a TV show just the other day. Remember, blacks and even Jews in America have always had a phenomenal alignment. There's always been a collaboration. A lot of people don't even know that there were Jews that were original part of the NAACP. Now, you see those organizations that have now gone adrift. You see this president, unfortunately, collaborating with the mullahs in Islam. And these are people that are chanting even after this stupid agreement, death to America and death to Israel. Remember, Kate, there is a strong alliance of Jews and blacks in this nation, and even this Iran horrible deal that would really, really, really just decimate Israel. Again, blacks are huge supporters of Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. And again, the major media outlets won't touch subjects because it doesn't fit their narrative. Blacks are paying attention to it. I believe Donald Trump is resonating at it. I'm not saying he's my horse in the race yet, but I can tell you there are blacks that I know, and I'm talking mega, mega, mega black churches and Hispanic churches. They are listening to this guy. They're paying attention, and I think the DNC is in a lot of hoopla right now as a result of it.
Yeah, and why do you think the DNC, are they in a panic because do they realize the drop-off that they're having, or they're just not paying attention?
No, they're paying attention, and again, they're paying attention to it. We're producing an infomercial right now showing the inconsistency, for instance, of Hillary Clinton. Remember, here's a lady, and I want you to imagine the level of insult this would be to any other group. She goes into black churches. They change the lyrics from Jesus to put Hillary in it. That's almost sacrilegious to a lot of black evangelicals like myself. And so we're seeing things like this. And again, guys like me, I'm making sure that the guys that supported this administration are really seeing it. I'm really amplifying it as much as I can. Say, look, it's time for you guys to get offended. It's time for you to look at the policies of the DNC. And as I said on a TV show just the other day, I said, let's be reminded of history in just one soundbite. The Democratic Party gave you slavery, Jim Crow laws, Roe v. Wade, Planned Parenthood, same-sex marriage, anti-Israel. Come on, guys, it's time to wake up and have a real exodus. And you know what? They're paying attention to that soundbite.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because you hit on the major themes. There's no question about that. We know we have another debate, Pastor, coming up. And, of course, there are definitely lots of choices. And as you know, a lot can change between now and the election. But I do think, and to go back to what we originally were talking about, Donald Trump, he absolutely seems to be gaining more and more steam, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. This guy. guy is resignating because, remember, when Americans, and let's forget the color dynamic here, let's look at facts. When Americans see this alleged 5.4% unemployment, they all know it's a lie. You can't have that and then have the highest level of welfare recipients at one time in this nation. You're talking about the average American losing $3,000 to $4,000 annually. Economics is driving this sentiment for guys like Donald Trump and guys like Ted Cruz as well, because they're talking about an exceptional America all over again. And this is resonating beyond the color line. I think Americans are waking up realizing, let's deal with some real American issues. They're looking at the black lies. I don't call them black life, but the black lies issue, and how it's so detriment to the landscape of America. We've never seen America this divisive until this president has come along. And to have Hillary Clinton, blacks are getting it, that it would be no more than a Barack Obama on steroids. I just don't see it happening. This is why the Don is resonating, and I believe he's going to continue to do so if he continues this pattern.
Yeah, don't you think we need, somebody said this to me the other day, it feels like there's a lot of hate out there, and it's exactly what you said, it's so divisive out when I say out there, in our neighborhoods, beyond our neighborhoods, we need this to roll back in, don't you think?
Well, absolutely, and look at the polling prior to this president. This guy was supposed to come in and recede the water lines and all this kind of foolishness, and I think people are getting rhetoric from reality. Look, we have an attack on our police men and women across this nation. Not one time has this president not once, says to these silly movements like the Black Lives Matter, who really got their foundation out of a false narrative out of Ferguson, and you know what? People are sick of it because they know the facts, and here are the facts. Even with the white officers, white police officers, they actually kill more white kids than they do black, but you don't hear that on your national media. How about the black-on-black crime? How about the selling of baby parts, primarily, by the way, from blacks, because they make up 40% of abortions, even though they're only 13% of the population? These are the facts that are getting out, and I'm telling you, this is why guys that are not as political, the Ben Carsons, the Donald Trumps, the Carlys, this is why this group is resonating, because people are really looking for leaders, and they're forgetting about the political affiliation. They're just looking for someone that's going to see this great nation for what it is, and that is, we are an exceptional nation, and we can regain it again. We just got to change leadership at the top.
Yeah, absolutely. So well said. Pastor, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts here on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks again for being with you guys.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I mentioned it briefly at the top. A lot of people sharing where they were every year. That becomes something people talk about. And then also how much safer are we? Is anything really changed? If you want to throw in your 2 cents on that one, you sure can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. 9/11 for me was a bag of tricks, let me tell you, because working at WFAN, as I mentioned briefly at the top, and having come back home and only been home 6 months, and to have that happen and seeing what that was like in the aftermath, walking around the city and seeing all the pictures just in certain areas just covered all over the place. Have you seen my husband? Here's what he looks like. Have you seen my son, my daughter? All of that kind of stuff I thought was so heartbreaking. And I believe the people in New York really, really came together, and people really, really reached out to the people of New York when we saw what was like, what it was like across that skyline and realized what was happening. Boy, oh boy, people who said, I'm alive, who got out of the building, people who never got into the building because they were delayed. All kinds of stories emerged. And to me, I think, and I tell this story, my mother sadly has passed on, but I was so happy to be back and be with my family that I can remember we had just gone to the U.S. Open and we were on a train and I looked over the skyline and she did too, and I saw the World Trade Centers. This was just a week before, and true story, and I said to her, you know, I haven't been in the World Trade Centers for a long time. I think just right after college, we should go have lunch there, or just go up to, you know, go ride the elevator up and sit below. There's benches and whatever. And she's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then boom, of course, a week later, we know what happened. And so to me, it was the emptiness of the sky. It was identifiable, the World Trade Centers, to me and to everybody else, of course. But having drove over the Verrazano Bridge, having taken the BQE, the George Washington Bridge, been all over the city, and looking over the skyline, particularly Verrazano-wise, I thought it was just the worst feeling ever. I mean, of course, because we all knew what happened, and in the days and the weeks that ensued afterwards, that's what it seemed like to me, just empty. Except for the light of the people, especially days afterwards, who were just diligently working, trying so hard to, to find anyone or find anything that they could. Rescuers working around the clock. It was awful. And a reminder of where we are today and why you have to be vigilant in so many other areas of your life when it comes to, we can't slough off terrorism. Look at what's happened with ISIS and their maniacal recruiting methods. Dan in Texas, hello. Are you on the road somewhere?
Hello, Kate. I'm sorry I had to put my headphones down on, but I'm here.
Ah, there we go.
Listen, I would like to apologize last night for being so callous. I didn't mean to be, but I was really ticked that so much was made about that child, and a Murder Incorporated is selling baby parts. I mean, I was...
Yeah, which is sickening and just as despicable
exactly.
And awful. Exactly. And you made a good point. You're absolutely right, though, yes.
Okay, and I was very happy with... the way you handled yourself today on that report that you just gave about the 9/11 incident, that was a tragedy for all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, the reverend that was on earlier was singing my song. I sounded like Dan. I loved what he had to say. And I'd like to add one more little thing. With this upcoming situation with 9/11, the anniversary and all, is there any doubt that we have an enemy in the White House named Barack Obama and John Forbes Kerry? These two people are trying to sell us out, and this Iran deal is going to lead to our destruction. They are not buying missiles, the Iranians, from the Russians, that are ballistic missiles that can reach the United States of America with a payload, equipped with a nuclear weapon. They hate us. They have since 1979's takeover. They have vowed to destroy Israel, and we are the supporters of Israel. So we have been called the Great Satan, and they are destined to do us. And Barack Obama thinks nothing at all about bringing all these other Muslims, Syrians, whatever, Somalis, you name it, into this country. But he would not rescue the Aramaic Christians that have been raped, murdered, defamed, decapitated, absolutely devastated, and he wouldn't lift one hand to help Christians. This is an enemy we have in the White House, and thank you, Kate, for allowing me to go so long.
All right, Dan in Texas, thanks so much. I'm glad you enjoyed the Reverend, and you're right. It's something that Dan has said many times when he's been on the air, and the pastor made some very, very good points, and he explained exactly why. And the people that he deals with and how they feel, and that there are people out there of color, as he's saying, that are for Donald Trump, and that they, you know, they're taking a look around and watching the middle class get crunched. And this is the big part of, okay, whoever wins, where are we going? Where are we headed? Which direction? We know that. Where's the compass? Who stole the compass, for goodness sake? And, you know, he makes some good points. And I do think with ISIS, to me, like I say, the recruiting efforts, the magazines that they put out, the Americans that are young and have so much in front of them that somehow get so disillusioned and decide that they're going to go and hook up with this group is just shocking to me. I don't care if it's three people, but it's been way more than that. And of course, as Dan mentions, the horrific things that are happening and very little reaction to it. Yes, we're involved on the bombing side, I suppose, if you want to look at it that way. But where are we headed from there? And it is a good reminder, because I think of 9/11, and as I just described, to me, it's the thing that was so gut-wrenching. Of course, we knew about the people, was the empty sky. And also, because I was living in the area and had to take a train, drove in almost always, but sometimes took a train into the city, you forget about the commuters in New Jersey and Connecticut and other places. So you had people that went off to work or went into the city and never came back. And there were these cars that would just be marked, because eventually some of them just had to flat out be towed, because you're trying to find who owns these cars, but they're dead. And there's no trace of them, because they were in the towers, or they were on the ground, or they got hit by somebody flying out of the towers, and the stories were beyond tragic. At some point, I think people couldn't even hear the stories anymore. They were just so awful. And then there were the pictures of people cheering across the river, and who were those people? It goes to my point of, where are we now in this country? Where are we, and where do we stand on all of this? And again, if you want to share, you certainly can. AmericaTonight.net, or you can flip me a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And as, you know, as time goes on, and there used to be, and there still is, and even in other parts of the country, you'll see decals on trucks and cars that say, you know, well, we won't forget, and you see the Twin Towers, especially afterwards, that was really big, and I hope that's true, that we don't forget the people who perished. They have a great memorial there. If you go to New York City, do yourself a favor and go and see it, because it makes it real. It makes you remember, these were lives that were destroyed, young lives, older lives, people who were celebrating, all kinds of things, pregnant women, people who just happened to be in that area. It's lucky that it wasn't later in the day, because I think it would have even been, believe it or not, if that's possible, more disastrous, as there were school kids that were planning outings, that there were so many other things that were you know, that were planned for later in the day, which would have meant that there would have been more people even just touring the building, going up in the building, not just the people who normally work there or doing business there. You could multiply just how devastating it would have been. It already was devastating enough. And you just have to remember, a normal, beautiful day, going off to work, boom, dropping the kids off at kindergarten, going to work, not coming back. Not coming back on an ordinary day in the United States of America. Not in some place that's listed on the State Department as questionable. Mm-mm. In our country. And how often have we said that that's happened? Not very often. Stay with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
Sciatica. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Sweet! We're making the final turn for this hour of America Tonight. Hope you're doing well in all those nooks and crannies out there. Big shout out to our friends in Spokane, Washington. It's nice to see that those fires have subsided. Fingers crossed, because, you know, you still can... are dealing with some dry conditions. KSBN, getting a lot of email from the folks in Spokane asking me a lot about the market, talking about what we see futuristically and business-wise, entrepreneurship on the rise. So that means a whole bunch of things. That's why we do a segment, a couple segments a week at least, called It's Your Business, introduce you to some interesting things that people are doing, how they left sometimes six-figure jobs and jumped into their own game, and how it's working for them. Provided the red tape of Washington does not strangle you, because some of the hoops that you have to jump through are ridiculous, right? Speaking of the red tape of Washington, could it be any bigger than talking about the Iran deal? President Obama was very happy over achieving what... his White House is calling the greatest foreign policy victory of his 6 years in office. a Republican-backed effort to kill the nuclear agreement was blocked narrowly, but it was blocked in the U.S. Senate. That clears the way for the deal's implementation, really. So, Hail Mary or not, it's happening. Mitch McConnell vows the Senate will revisit the Republican side of this to stop the Iran deal. Lindsey Graham, I'm running for president with 2%, on the Iran deal says it's a death sentence for Israel. And there are a slew of other things happening and reactions as a result of that. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House for now, is saying it's possible he may even sue the Prez over the Iran deal. And how about that? And then you have this from a familiar face that we used to see all the time on the campaign trail back in the days of the hanging chads. So I'm going to say running mate, remember him well, Joe Lieber. Joe Lieber says a threatened filibuster by Dems to block voting on a resolution to reject the Obama administration-backed Iran deal is flagrant executive overreach, an affront to Americans, etc. And that's from the former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. He did a commentary for the Wall Street Journal, and he wrote a deal on which on November 17th deserves a straight up or down vote so you know how everybody is voting. That's basically what we're asking. He says it's unfair and unwise for the administration to use a procedural tactic to stop a vote on an agreement that, according to opinion polls, this is Lieber saying this, is opposed by about 60% of us in the United States. And filibustering will further convince citizens that even more important national security questions are descending into partisan politics. Lieberman just says it's an affront to Israel, etc., and what is the end game and how deplorable it is. And he writes, in the end, it would prove a case of gross executive overreach, contrary to the spirit of the Constitution and an affront to the people's desire for more mutual respect in the workings of the government. So there you go. Do you agree with Joe Lieberman, or do you think, and I think I have a pulse, a beat on most of this audience, or do you think this was the right thing to do, to let it go? Let it go for now, because it's going through. There's nothing that's going to stop it. And right now, there is nothing that's going to stop it. The House is going to vote Friday on the deal. And with the Senate sitting where it is, this is not, I mean, what's going to happen here that's going to be so incredibly different? They're going to vote on three bills to stop the nuclear deal. After that, after the Dems in the Senate that I just mentioned blocked a move by the Republicans to force a vote on it, one measure would declare that the Prez has not complied with the Iran Nuclear Review Act, which Republicans say would have required him to present the full deal, including any side agreements, because there's always the possibility of that, and we know that that exists. The second vote would be on whether to approve or reject the accord with Tehran, while the third would seek to suspend the president's right to waive sanctions against Iran. The Senate has no plans to vote on similar legislation. So there it is in a nutshell, explained. That's it. And that's where this is headed. Are we going to end up in war again? Is that what the legacy is? Or no, that this is the right way to go? And, you know, believe it or not, in the mailbag, it was kind of split. There were people that really feel as though this is the right thing and everybody needs to get off his back, as Joseph said. And then there are others who are saying this is just a cockamamie thing all the way around and leave it to the yo-hos on the Hill to mess it up. That was another one I caught. People are definitely feeling it, and they're not feeling the love. Let's put it that way. They're not feeling the love. And some of it is about the Israel connection combined with what's happening in the United States. You know, either way, this is an awkward spot for now. But I think that with the other countries attached and with the fact that you already had a Senate vote that didn't help, this is it. I mean, this isn't going to go anywhere. It's not going to change. There's not going to be a flip, even though they can vote on all three. It's not going to matter. And then you couple this with, geez, are we going to see another government shutdown? Are we going to see that happen? There's a possibility because we have a budget that has not been approved. A lot going on in D.C., believe it or not. Feels like a lot anyway, right? I got to end with this one because, you know, we just had Thursday night kickoff NFL. Don't forget we do our Nail the Score thing and our Tuesday into Wednesday show. Second hour, last segment. Game of the week is chosen and you have a chance to win fabulous prizes simply by calling or emailing the show when we pick the game of the week. This past time it was the Cowboys and the Giants. And we'll see if anybody's right because that is a Sunday night game. But the Patriots were all over the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it was vintage Tom Brady. It's not a surprise. Rob Gronkowski, featured pretty heavily in this opening win. They won the Super Bowl last year. Were we expecting that they were going to go down in flames? And the answer is no. I don't think anybody was expecting that. And exactly what you would predict would happen is exactly what happened. So it might not have been a dominating thing from end to end, but they win at home 28-21. Could be a very tough year for the Steelers if this shows anything. By the way, for grins, Tom Brady finished 25 of 32. He had almost 300 yards, 288, four touchdowns. One of his big-time targets, Rob Gronkowski, who I mentioned, caught five passes, 95 yards, three TDs. So all in all, a hot start for them. A win is a win. And Brady has a lot of success against the Steelers, and particularly Mike Tomlin, and what kind of defense they ultimately decide to throw out there against Tom Brady. Yo, yo. Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.